Early holiday deals are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday beauty gifts, like hair care, makeup, and skincare. You'll have money left over to get your bro the big bottle of cologne. Just remind him one spritz is enough. Or waterproof mascara resilient enough for watching the holiday classics.
I love this part.
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop early holiday deals now.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Browns against the Los Angeles Chargers coming up at Huntington Bank Field Sunday. Then you go into the bye week. Browns need the win, right? If you don't win this game, the very outside playoff possibilities that the Browns still have, Andy, pretty much go bye-bye?
Okay. Yeah.
Very outside, I mean, at this point. If they lose this game, this is one of the ones, as we did the schedule game with Nick Costos, that you think, yeah, this is one of those that you better get. And I think they have a great opportunity to do that. The Chargers are an interesting team. I don't think they're a bad team. They're 4-3. They've been a little up and down. That's okay. Jim Harbaugh's first year. They still have the best uniforms in sports, in my humble opinion. Love the powder blues with the white pants. With the white pants. Those are just classic.
Dan?
Love the powder blues.
Oh, they're great unis.
With the
they're
white
tremendous.
Pants.
Jake, you too.
I'm not
all
as big a fan of the gold pants, but the powder blue with the white pants and the helmet and the number on the helmet, it's the cleanest, coolest look in sports, I think. I love it. Closely followed by the Carolina Panthers, almost any uniform they wear.
I don't know. I'm just not into it. Okay.
That's all right. You're not into it.
I'm not buying what you're selling. That's all.
The Chargers are not a real good football team coming in, except in one thing. Their defense is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
They're allowing only 13 points a game, Andy. 13. And they're going up against a defense that has scored more than 18 points in a game just once. So if you're looking for an offensive shootout, this may not be your game, folks. They have some really, really good talent, I think. And they did some things to their team to kind of Harbaugh their team up this year.
Everyone's wearing khakis? They should wear khaki.
That's funny. Whether or not this was by design because of Jim Harbaugh or not, they got rid of their two, I think, very good veteran wide receivers in Keenan Allen and Mike Williams this last offseason. And Williams has been ugh with the Jets, and Keenan Allen has been ugh okay with the Bears. And they've replaced them with younger guys who may or may not be doing much of anything. That's the one aspect of this that I think is kind of weird. Justin Herbert's a really good quarterback, I think, but not really being able to show everything that he's done this year for a number of reasons, one of which is Harbaugh's philosophy. You know, he wants to run the football. You saw that with their offseason acquisitions. Gus Edwards coming in from Baltimore, who obviously went from John Harbaugh to Jim Harbaugh, then got hurt in the fourth game. and he's still not back. So do not look for Gus Edwards. J.K. Dobbins from Baltimore, went from one Harbaugh brother to the other, has stepped in and been healthy. And that's worked. And he's been really good for them. And Andy, that's really good to see. You know, you kind of thought J.K. Dobbins would be a guy who would have a really nice NFL career as a running back and just couldn't stay healthy in Baltimore. But this year he's averaging 4.8 yards a carry and over 500 yards. He scored four touchdowns on the ground. I think he's done a really nice job. If they get Gus Edwards back and they have a young rookie who they've played, Kamani Vidal, who's been okay at best. But if you get Gus Edwards back with J.K. Dobbins, man, you're going to have a really nice tandem back there. And a tandem that Jim Harbaugh would think would really embrace and use like crazy and take some of the heat off Justin Herbert, who's been dinged up. You know, that guy's got to stay healthy, and he's been dinged up. He's been sacked 15 times already this year. And allow him to really do what it is he can do, because I think he's one of the best young quarterbacks in the league. Hasn't shown it this year.
I find it fascinating. Like I feel like when the Browns go out to the West Coast and play Pacific time zone games, like traditionally, they seem to struggle. Would you agree with that?
No,
you don't think so.
I don't have the research in my head to back it up.
I do. Like, and so I'm looking at it.
This game's in Cleveland, though.
No, I'm talking about a West Coast team coming here.
Okay.
So, like, I always think that when we go out there, it's tough. And I have some numbers, a little bit of them are older, but they say that, you know, when these West Coast teams come east, the numbers I don't like looking at, but it was like the thing I saw today, it was from a couple years ago, but when a West Coast team travels to the Eastern time zone, like, they tend, like when they don't travel against an Eastern time zone team, they win like 68% of the time. When a West Coast team travels to the Eastern time zone, the West Coast team only wins like 43% of the time. Now, some of those numbers might be a little bit older, so they might have changed a little bit. And I've been reading a little bit of AI research on that, because I find it fascinating, like that travel there. You know, we were talking about going to London yesterday. Like, I can't even imagine what that's like if you're a West Coast team.
What does it tell you about a West Coast team traveling east with the number one defense in the NFL?
I don't know.
Allowing only 13 points a game. That's a bigger concern to me than hopping on a plane.
But their body clocks are off a little bit because they're still there. I don't know. I notice things like that. You know, you talk about fatigue, you talk about jet lag, especially in the fourth quarter in some of those games. I would think that that's home field advantage for the Browns a little bit. And so I think it evens things out a little. Maybe I'm just nuts, and I like to look at little insignificant things that you might consider insignificant. I find them significant. So I don't know. I think it's I watch for that stuff when you have a West Coast team coming to an East Coast team. That's all.
I'm just curious to see what the Browns can do offensively. You know,
I think against
a bad pass defense in Baltimore, they looked really good. You have a pretty good pass defense here in the Chargers, but a really good stingy defense in giving up points, only 13 points a game. And yardage-wise, you know, they're top 10. So what happens for Jameis and this offense against a better defense? And I think this game, Andy, could be even more telling than the Baltimore game about what we might have in store the rest of this season. If they can go out and have a nice offensive game against a Chargers team that's playing well on the defensive side of the ball, okay, then that means more to me even than winning against Baltimore and their poor defense at the moment. That's what I'm going to be really paying attention to. What does the offense look like against a good D?
I think they're going to be okay this week. I think they'll be able to get to 20 again. Is that going to be enough to win the game? I don't know. But I feel good about the offense after last week. My big fear is just Jameis throwing interceptions.
Well, it's going to happen. That's part of his DNA. You know, but it hasn't been as much of his DNA since he left Tampa. You know, the one year when he threw the 30, when he threw 600 sometimes and threw for 5,000 yards and threw 30 interceptions, which is a lot of interceptions, obviously, slightly skewed things. Slightly. You know, that you really think of him as an interception guy because of that season. Not that he was, you know, bulletproof in other seasons on that, because he wasn't. But that one really jumps off the page because he threw 30 picks in a year. I don't know that he's that same quarterback anymore.
There were two plays last week that made me think he was. Well, you know?
True, except they weren't caught. But still, most quarterbacks are going to have a lousy throw here and there. And you can just expect that with him. But I don't think he's the same guy who threw interceptions at a much higher percentage in Tampa.
Do you have any confidence in the Browns winning this week, then, or no?
I think they'll win.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how many points do they need to score to win?
Oh, I think you better be in the 20s.
Again, and I agree with that. I have renewed hope in this team. And maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I'm crazy because they only have two wins and you're supposed to look
renewed
at them
hope
like,
in what way?
That the offense looks like an offense.
That we're going to watch some decent football the rest of the way, or that this team can make do what we do.
I feel
the numbers tell us they can't.
I feel strong that we are going to see decent offense the rest of the way. I feel strong about that.
All right, what does that mean?
Well, I feel better than I did when Deshaun was a quarterback. I think
That's not difficult if we paid attention to the first seven games.
I just don't know.
I had no confidence in the offense.
Well, I had no faith that they were going to change quarterbacks. And unfortunately,
they might not have.
So would we have taken an L last week? Fly the L, take the L? Is that what they're doing?
Good question.
That's a hard way to live.
We don't obviously know the answer to that.
We've lived that before. I don't like living that way. I like living thinking they've got a chance to win. I think they've got a chance to win this week. The offense just feels rejuvenated. If he can, you know, obviously if he can duplicate what he did last week, he will. I'm not expecting that, though, because of, you know, basically what you have said and other people have said about this Chargers defense. But, you know, at least we get to it's just better than walking into these games going, that Bengals game was so bad. It was so bad. It was so hard to watch. It very much felt like 1999 when you knew every team was coming in to crush you.
I'm not affected by the Jim Harbaugh was at Michigan.
I don't care.
That doesn't faze me in the least. Is not a big Buckeye fan. I like him as an NFL coach. I'm glad he's back in the league. I think
early holiday deals are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday fashion gifts like cozy fits and stylish shirts. You'll have money left over for the matching sweaters everyone definitely wants to wear for the holiday card.
Cheese.
Or that ugly holiday sweater that's like really ugly.
OMG, that's like really ugly.
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop early holiday deals now.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's terrific. He's with the 33rd team. His podcast, Talking Football with JT and Mike Martz, the former head coach of the Rams, one of the great offensive minds in football history, joining us. Hello, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
We're doing well. Yeah, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it very much. The Browns 1-6, struggling like crazy. It wasn't going well. Unfortunately for him, Deshaun Watson gets hurt. Nobody wants to see anybody get hurt. You bring in Jameis Winston, and suddenly the offense explodes. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, aside from the injury, and obviously nobody wants to see that happen, he just was really struggling. And I think when that happens, you're trying to help him. Nothing seems to be working. It demoralizes you. It demoralizes everybody. You don't know for game planning how you're going to approach every game. You can't do the things you like to do. You're just not sure. You know, there's just a lot of questions, you know, when a guy's playing like he's been playing, unfortunately. And I think when that change is made, then it just changes everything. The clouds go away and the sun comes up, so to speak. I've been involved in that a number of times in coaching, both in college and the NFL, and it just happens.
Mike, how difficult is it maybe if you're a head coach and you know you're doing right by the team by making sure you've got your high-paid quarterback out there trying to play him every week, and you feel like you're trying to say this guy's going to give us the best option, and if he plays to the absolute maximum ability, you're probably telling the truth as a head coach, but you know he's struggling and you may have reservations and think, maybe my backup's better. Like, what's it like to sit in that seat and then have to answer questions and then go out there on Sunday and try to execute what the organization needs, and maybe if you think you might be thinking a different direction. Does this all make sense?
Yeah, it does. You know, I went through this with Kurt Warner. You know, he was 0-7 in his last seven starts. He got hurt, and I made a decision in 0-3 because Mark had come in 0-4 and we won six in a row with him after an 0-5 start. And so the next year we'll go back with Kurt. And he struggles in the opener against the Giants and has a concussion. I sit him. He was able to play, obviously, the next week. And it just felt like we needed to make a change. And Mark comes in, and I think we won 12 of the next 14 or so. And obviously had a heck of a year in 03. But it happens. And you know, if you're not careful, you know, the right thing to do emotionally is to stay with them. You know, you feel like it's going to happen, but for many reasons, just not. And if you're not careful, he's going to hold the whole team hostage. And you got to do something to change, because that you're responsible for the whole team, not just the quarterback. As bad as you feel for him, those are really difficult, difficult, difficult decisions.
Jameis Winston in Tampa, Jameis Winston now. What's the difference, Coach?
I think a lot of times, guys like Jameis, Minnesota's got the same kind of a deal where you have a retooled quarterback that's been beat up a little bit emotionally. I think guys like that have got to hit rock bottom, so to speak, and just say enough's enough. You know, I am good enough. And, you know, there's just a different sense. There's a tension there within them, and I love that about that. I always like those guys that have been kicked around a little bit because they got something to prove. And I think that's where he is, and he certainly is good enough.
How difficult was it for Kevin Stefanski last week to switch and let Ken Dorsey call the plays? I can't imagine that was easy for him.
No, you know, because there's things that, as a play caller, you just have a sense of things. You don't know when you turn over, even though they know the offense and you're confident. It's just hard to let go. You want to jump back in it, and best thing you did, though. I desperately wanted to do that my last couple of years. I was just wore out, but I didn't have anybody on the staff at that point. I wanted to hire Norv Turner, but he'd become a head coach again. And I had a chance to do that in 01 at the Super Bowl, and I didn't. And I wish I had, because it just wore me out. I feel for him. It's a tough decision, but there's a relief involved there too.
Mike, I know you like Kevin as a play caller. You've told us that numerous times here on the show. If you're a coach, and I think he's good at it, you think he's good at it, and you know you're good at it, you were good at it, is it better for the team to give it up? And what would it allow Kevin to do that might help the team more than if he were calling plays?
You know, you're so focused on preparation and play calling during the week. There's a lot of things that a good head coach has to do that you can't spend the time doing. You know, my relationship with the defensive players would suffer, you know, and I'm sure his does to some extent because they don't see him enough. You know, you can be involved in some of these mini rooms and be seen and talk to players and have more of an impact on them than just being kind of pigeonholed in this one category because you have to. You know, if you're going to call plays, you better be in those preparation meetings, you know, and understand what's going on. So I think it's healthy. I think he'll really appreciate the ability now to go back and be a head coach and be, you know, hands-on with just about everything in a certain respect that the special teams defense, even though they've got a great coordinator and whatnot, his presence in there will help. You know, just, you know, the leadership now is in the entire team, even though it's always been there, you're going to see him more often. You know, he's got a chance to, you know, vocally be involved a little bit more as well.
Mike, it doesn't diminish Kevin's value, does it, that he's not calling plays?
No. He can go back and do that in a heartbeat if he felt like he needed to. No, not at all. I just think that he's a good play caller because he's an outstanding coach. He understands the game at a different level. And I think the rest of the team needs that as well. And his input into, you know, obviously defense and special teams, even though they're great coaches, they can sure appreciate his knowledge of the game.
Coach, when you take a guy like Nick Chubb and put him back in the lineup, I think as fans, we're all kind of like, okay, you got to give him some time. But from a defensive standpoint, you have to game plan for him. I believe that. You tell me. And then, you know, and how does that change the Browns' offense, knowing that defenses are now going to game plan for Nick? And I would think that that would free up the passing game. It would free up a couple things. But I'm a novice at this, and you're not. So that's why I want your perspective on just the fact that they have Nick Chubb back in the lineup, even just in name. What does that do for them going up against other defenses?
So Marshall Faulk, no matter who we played, even the Super Bowl, every coach will tell you the first thing they were going to do is going to take away the runner. And that's always kind of been deep. They want to take away the running game, and especially with a terrific runner like Chubb. And when that happens, now you're going to see a lot of middle close defenses, free safeties instead of two safeties. So you're talking about eight-man fronts instead of seven-man fronts because you got to stop him. Because, I mean, he's exceptional. So it does change things. It creates a lot of one-on-one stuff outside for the quarterback. It makes things easier for him. You'll start to see some different run blitzes and stuff, which is good because they're, you know, it's just a different approach to the game. And I think it does make things a lot easier in the passing game.
Mike Martz is joining us, former head coach of the Rams. He's with the 33rd team, his podcast, Talking Football, with JT and Mike Martz. How could this team go back to Deshaun Watson next year? Could this team go back to Deshaun Watson next year?
I don't think he can. I don't think there's any way he can. In my opinion, I don't know why. What evidence would you have to say that you have to do that? You know, there's
fiscal.
No evidence to show that he can. They can do it.
Can you just talk about the fiscal pressure then? I mean, the owner's saying, I'm spending all this money, and if this guy's not playing, like, is that reality, or is that just us? Is that media? Is that fans? I can't imagine paying a guy and having to pay a guy over $70 million a year to not play.
Well, it happens, though. It happens all the time, unfortunately. But you ask yourself then, too, you pay that money, and you're not winning. You're going to be happy twice. You know, you pay them all that money, but you're winning. You know, that's the way it goes. You know, San Francisco, they got a first-round draft pick. They end up playing the last guy picked in the draft. You know, what are you going to do? You know, you have to go. You got to do it. It's all about winning. If it's truly about winning, then it's just one of those things you got to swallow. It just happens.
That's where we're sitting right now, Coach.
I feel like we need you to come to Cleveland to work here.
Yeah. we kicked this around earlier today with that thought in mind. Where do they find a quarterback next year? If you're the front office, if you're ownership here, are you looking at Jameis Winston the rest of the way here and thinking, go earn this job? Are you looking at Dorian Thompson-Robinson and thinking, pay attention and develop because you're going to get a chance? Or are you really looking trade market, you're looking free agent market, or draft?
Well, I don't know what his contract in terms of trading him. I have no idea in what his value would be at the end of the season, but he's done there, I think. And I think that you know, you'd like to get one in the draft if there's one that fits you. And, of course, deal with what you have. But whatever the other alternatives are, that's where you got to go. You know, it's got to be your main point of emphasis in the offseason, personnel-wise. You got to find that guy because he is not it.
Here's another crazy one for you. So, I mean, we're looking at the Browns right now with two wins. And, you know, we're all kind of sitting here saying, you've got guys on one-year contracts. You can't feel real strong when you've got like a 4% chance or less than a 4% chance to make the playoffs. Trade deadline's next week. We're sitting here saying, well, if they win this week against the Chargers, then maybe you look at it one way. If they lose, you look at it another way. I'm just wondering from a coaching perspective. I know you got to play with the players they give you, but that's got to weigh heavy on an organization when you're playing in that game before the trade deadline, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. It's all about winning, and it's not about winning in the front office. You know, I've been on teams as an assistant where we've been told to play a guy because the season's over halfway through the season, which is a real ugly thing to have to hear from somebody. From a coaching standpoint, you're doing whatever you can to win, period. That's just it. Whatever, if 4% or 1%, whatever it is, you're going to embrace that. You know, that's what you do. That's where you coach football. That's what you're made out of. And you owe it to the fans. You owe it to the city. Otherwise, you don't belong there.
Mike Martz joining us. You had the luxury of having two brilliant wide receivers in Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt when you guys were with the Rams. We've been looking at our wide receivers here in Cleveland and thinking, all right, you got Amari Cooper, and then you got these guys who haven't really shown a whole heck of a lot. Change at quarterback, and all of a sudden you have Cedric Tillman come up with two great games in a row. Elijah Moore, 8 catches, 85 yards last week. Jerry Jeudy, 5 for 79. What do you think of what the Browns have at wide receiver now with a different quarterback?
Well, I'm a fan of all of them. I've seen all of them, and I like Jeudy. I always have. Amari Cooper, even though he's a little long in the tooth, I think he's perfect for that group. He's a terrific leadership. He's a pro. He's a guy that comes to play all the time. That's what I've always admired about him, no matter what the situation was. He shows up and plays at a different level. I'm excited about the receiver group, and I think they'll catch fire here. I really do. What's missing? You got the runner, you get offensive line, and you solidify the quarterback situation.
Can Jameis be that guy? I know you like those guys who have been around with a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule him out. To me, the big question would be, let's finish the rest year with him and see what he does. And if he catches fire, there's no reason why he can't be, because obviously if he plays like he did and he does that all the way down the stretch, why wouldn't he be? What happens with quarterbacks in the league, and it's unfortunate, is when you get labeled as a backup or not good enough, you're done. He's just done. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. But, you know, look at Sam, what he's done.
Yeah,
he's been banged around and on some bad teams, and all of a sudden he shows up. And a team that really knows how to coach him and prepare in the passing game, he's a different guy. Mm-hmm. That happens. And I wouldn't rule him out at all. Absolutely not.
All right, what kind of candy do they give away at the Martz house on Halloween?
Yeah, I've been asked that question a couple of times. I'm a guy that likes those small candies so I can get a handful and throw them in the sack. But unfortunately, we get a couple of those little guys that want a couple handfuls, right? So Julie's gone with the big candy this week. So that big candy may not make it to the handout time, though. I saw it. I she it.
That's awesome. Mike, always great to have you with us. Thank you very much.
We'll be the oversized adults looking for the Snickers at your house tonight. We're flying in from Cleveland.
Guys. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Mike. Mike Martz, former Rams head coach, talking football with JT and Mike Martz and the 33rd team. Great information on the 33rd team. Terrific football website.
Early holiday deals are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday fashion gifts, like cozy fits and stylish shirts. You'll have money left over for the matching sweaters everyone definitely wants to wear for the holiday card.
Cheese.
Or that ugly holiday sweater that's like really ugly.
OMG, that's like really ugly.
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop early holiday deals now.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today.
You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.